Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Adam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. You have to buy a membership to get in and experience whatever it is they have to offer. In many cases, you don't know what the extent of it is until you pay for the subscription. And if you're disappointed, well, too bad. Here on Free Talk Live, we give it all away. There is no membership subscription. You just go and you just sign up for the site, you get access to whatever you want. In fact, in many cases, you don't have to sign up for anything. You just click and download the files and enjoy. It's all free over at freetalklive.com, the way a good talk show website should be. As we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Matt, listening in Wisconsin. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, you're on with Ian, Adam, and Mark. What's on your mind?
All right. I live in Wisconsin, and they just, it's kind of funny, for the 4th, they had a smoking ban go through. Yeah. Or it actually went through, I think, last year.
For the forest?
But the,
on the 4th,
No, it just, it was a bill that passed last year to ban smoking in public areas.
So you said it was the 4th?
Into effect.
On the 4th?
It came into effect on the 4th.
Gotcha.
At midnight.
All public areas, what does that include?
I think it was actually just for public buildings, such as, like, bars and restaurants.
Well, that's not public.
So you mean private
okay,
places open to the public?
Not public areas, but, like, yeah. So, yeah, they that just went through, and it was just kind of ironic that it was on the Independence Day.
Yeah, celebrating freedoms while they take one away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I mean, but it's kind of silly, too, because, I mean, there's so many places around here. Where I live, there's places that are just non-smoking bars to begin with, even before the ban went through.
So I mean, is there any resistance? You ever heard any bartenders say, you know, this is my business, my property, my decision, and I want, you know, my customers want to smoke, and I'm going to let it?
Yeah, that's the general feeling, is that, I mean, most places should have the right to decide.
No, that wasn't the question.
They want.
The question wasn't, is that the feeling? The question is there anybody who's going to disobey?
Not that I haven't been out to the bars recently, so I don't know if they're really abiding by that yet.
Yeah, you'd be hearing about it if somebody was, at least presumably you would eventually. Maybe it's a little too soon to be hearing about it after 3 days, but over in Charleston, West Virginia, where we are on the air right now, Kerry Paco Ellison heroically stood up against the smoking ban down there. We had him on the show a number of times. By the way, people like to accuse us, well, you all talk about New Hampshire. Well, no, if we hear of a great example of civil disobedience going on somewhere around the country, around the world, we'll talk about it. We actually had Kerry on a number of times, and he heroically stood up and refused to obey and enforce this ludicrous ordinance on his own customers in his own private establishment. And
the guy's
a hero.
The city or county or whichever it was, just about destroyed his business in the process. It was really, you know, they didn't pussyfoot around. They came right in and did some terrible stuff.
On the other hand, it was probably pretty good for his business, all the mentions that he got in the newspapers and on the radio and things like that.
But yeah, this is one of the things that ekes me the most, is because it's something as simple as a smoking ban that's the choice, and it's the logical answer of, like, well, if you don't like it here, like, obviously there's a market for it, or you to go create your business over there that's non-smoking and smoking, you can create twice as many jobs. You know, I mean, the arguments for not having a smoking ban, you know, the list can go on, and it's just so discouraging how often or how many people just lay down, let it happen. I remember back when I was in Wisconsin and Madison did it, and it was, I was telling everybody then, this is the test for the whole state to go by, and if they lay down here, it's on. And they
sure
did.
Enough.
I mean, a lot of people talked a good game, but when it came down to, hey, it's whatever day we say at midnight where this starts, they started booting people outside, and it's unfortunate. I mean, it could be a real chance for people to stand up and make. I mean, it would be an easy victory if people just said no.
No, that's what
that's
always a true statement. Whenever the government comes down with some absurd regulation, if business owners and customers were to just simply say no, then it would be unstoppable. But the problem is, it's difficult to get a business owner to put his assets on the line, because he spent however many, you know, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in his business, and he doesn't want to lose it. Matt, thanks, Matt, thanks for the, yeah, it was Matt, we had two Matts. Thanks, Matt, for the call. Lots of phone noise there. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I try to do is encourage people to take some risks and to try saying no and do it on the little things. You know, you don't have to put your whole business at risk right out the gate. But just try saying no in some areas and see how empowering it is and see what it feels like. And then maybe you'll expand out from there.
Or if you don't want it to be so scary, come to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Say no here where you will have 50, 100, 200 people, who knows, around your business, property, whatever it might be, who will say, yeah, I agree with you as well. And I'm willing to stand here with you in solidarity and say, this man, person, place is doing what they want. And they're not harming anybody. And we're not going to let you harm them. So here's where it's at.
Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Josh in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Ian, Mark, and Adam.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I was going to bring up one of those sore topics on the show is immigration.
Okay.
And this one actually involves me. So I'm an American, but I'm married to an illegal immigrant.
Heroic.
And it's definitely very odd. Because even though they would allow us to get married, to get the license, and get married, right now they won't allow us to stay together or get information to find out what we need to do.
The process of getting, a citizenship for your wife, is they're not, coming forth with that information?
Yeah, well, it's a little complicated because she was actually brought over here under false pretenses and against her will.
Did you email me a couple of days ago?
Yes, I did, Mark.
This is the craziest story. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. This poor lady was essentially kidnapped and brought here in...
For what, like sex slavery or something?
No, I think you could probably use the term white slavery. I hate that term.
That's
usually
what it involves.
But in this case, it was essentially a domestic...
So like a maid, basically, that kind of thing? What can you tell us, Josh?
Yeah, so she came over, as a caregiver. They hired her. Through her mother on the internet, an immigrant American who had citizenship. And then, they brought her over. They said, hey, she's like, you're going to go down to Mexico. We're going to set you up in a hotel. Wait there until my lawyer comes with all the paperwork for you, for your visas and your work permits, and everything will be good. Well, instead of a lawyer, they handed her over to a coyote who tried to ferret her across the lines. Well, they failed a couple times. She got in-processed and deported.
Oh, geez.
Back into Mexico, and the coyotes wait there and pick you right back up.
Really?
They know what time they get released. So, finally, after the second attempt that she didn't get through, they ferreted her in a vehicle, and they told her that if she made any noise, that they would kill her themselves. Because they don't get paid until they get across the border.
Mm.
So,
that's scary.
When she was here, the gentleman she was supposed to work for was... very abusive, verbally and everything. And
Because you can't hire the local maid service and yell at them if they don't, if they're not doing exactly what you want them to. You can't treat them like garbage because then they'll just say, "Well, we don't really need you that bad as a customer," and leave. But
you're not that great.
But if you hire a person who has snuck here as essentially not begging the government for permission, then they're more beholden to you. You essentially hold the keys to their to some level of their freedom by the fact that you won't snitch them out or something like that or turn the feds on them. And so he had a level of control over her.
And there were several times where she had pleaded to let her go back to her country because he wouldn't let her use the phone, go anywhere by herself, even shopping. He would follow her just to make sure that she couldn't do anything. So finally, he ended up getting arrested by the police at their house.
For what?
For a warrant.
Oh.
Actually, for some sexual crime that he had committed in the past. He was a sex offender.
Wow.
He didn't register, and they came and got him.
So is that how they caught her at that point?
No, actually, at that point, she sold what was left in the house and went back to her country. But after it took her a while to get there, but by the time she arrived, she was already there.
Who was already there?
The coyote.
The gentleman that hired her.
He had gotten out and was waiting for her in her home country?
Yeah, it took about a month or two for her to sell enough to
I want you to tell the rest of the story if you've got time. Hang on. More with Josh here in a moment. 800-259-9231. We haven't figured out how he met her yet. More coming up. And this is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance. In a...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian.
Adam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners there with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? I did. And you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your phone calls here, Josh is in Nevada. Josh, you're telling us a personal story about your wife. You are somebody who was born here in the political designation known as the United States, and right. So they consider you to be legal, but your wife is somebody who is considered to be so-called illegal. She was smuggled here, and it wasn't really necessarily that she was expecting that. What ended up happening was that she thought she was going to get this gig, and then it ended up being that it was a coyote that was picking her up, and she had to go with him under the threat of violence, basically, to get in here. She ended up being working for some sleazy dude as a maid or caretaker of some sort, and he was abusive toward her. He ended up getting arrested. She escaped back to her home country, and he was waiting for her there. And that's where we pick up the story.
Yeah, well, actually, I kind of jumped ahead a little bit on that. She does go back to her country, and she rents a little room with the little money that she has, and she lives there for a couple months trying to find work, but she can't. She does contact somebody that was a friend of this gentleman that was also a friend of hers while she was here, and she sends him some money and tells her that she has a house in Mexico that she can watch for a while until she gets on her feet. So she flies Mexico to go watch this house, and that is when the gentleman is already at the house.
Oh, it's a trap.
Yeah, because apparently he's kind of hiding out as well.
So would you say he has a thing for this woman? I mean, why is he spending so much of his personal time to go after a maid?
I think it's business. I think he gets money for delivering these over there, and I think he might maybe see her as an easy target, right?
Wait a minute. I thought we were talking about the owner of the guy that had hired her in the U.S. and that was treating her bad. That's who we're talking about, right? Not a coyote.
Yes. The coyote was just to get her across the border.
Right. So now this creepy dude that she was that was abusive toward her has come down to Mexico to try to intercept her and get her back?
Correct.
Got it.
Because now initially how it all started is that this gentleman had talked to her mother on the Internet, and they kind of became friends.
Mm.
And because they were from the same country initially, he said he wanted a caretaker because he has a degenerative spinal condition and would like someone from his own country as a caregiver. Well, so he paid her mother so much money, which is undisclosed, for her to come over and work. And
got it.
So
he feels like he's paid for her services then and that she still owes him whatever the remainder was. Is that the idea?
Correct.
All right, correct. So what happened then?
Yeah, and so throughout this thing, he keeps using that against her about how much money he paid. And eventually he tells her that he's going back to the States with her and that if she doesn't go, because she's pleading not to, that he will get his money one way or the other from her. And to make a long story short, they eventually do come back to the United States, and he's there for about a year or so, and then he dies of a heart attack.
Ah, good riddance.
You said it. I was going to go there, but
now
so then what?
She did.
When did you meet her?
Well, that comes in shortly.
Okay.
Because after he died, and she disposed of the body, because when the paramedics took her away with him, believing she was his wife, but then finally she was left there with no money, no job. Barely spoke too much English, and then she
at
survived.
This time there wasn't enough
job.
Stuff to sell.
What was that?
This time there wasn't enough stuff to sell.
Correct, because they were kind of moving around due to his incarceration.
Right?
Yeah.
Got
and
it.
So eventually, I met her near the area where I work, and I found her very intriguing. And eventually, we started a relationship. We got pregnant, and eventually, I asked her to marry me. And that was when she told me about her status. And to me, her status didn't really matter to me, but I figured,
sure,
since I'm an American, as you see in all the TVs and movies, that it's going to be so easy. As soon as you're married.
Right, you just get married and that's it. Green card, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. Now, because of the times before where she had got deported, it's kind of a black mark on her record.
I see.
So we can't go to immigration normally and say, hey, let us do the paperwork and we'll be all there. But I filled out a form detailing her story, and I went in incognito because I don't trust these bureaucrats, and to try to get this information. Well, as soon as I came in, the bureaucrat there tells me, well, what do you want here for information? And I say, I have a letter here that'll detail why I'm here to get the information for a friend. And he would not even read it. He wouldn't even look at it. And he just said, well, until she fills out paperwork, she's just another illegal to me.
Oh, see, and that, yeah, and, that's awful.
Yeah, and then the paperwork he does give me, he says, well, you have to fill out this form and this form and this form to get the ball rolling, which totals almost about $3,000.
Wow.
And even the form itself that he gave me, the very top, it says, to be eligible to file these applications, you must meet the following. One, must have lawfully entered the United States.
Oops. So that doesn't really work, huh?
No.
So, and how long have you been sort of the illegal status that you you guys are in currently?
For us together in our time is about probably about two, almost 3 years.
So you've been making it this far with her being, I guess, a housewife and perhaps taking in a little work on the side, that kind of thing. What's to stop that from happening in the future?
Well, I mean, so far we've kind of been living kind of happily, but we're terrified of all the immigration laws and things that are kind of cracking down.
So you guys are still together right now? I thought you were living in different – I thought she was captured or something like that. What's your current status?
Well, no. We're here. We're currently still in the United States.
Oh, okay.
You're just lost in the old part of the story.
Yeah, right. No, I just remember you telling me about the email the other day, Mark, and I thought that the end portion of the story, the current portion, was that you had been separated from her and that they'd gotten her somehow. So you guys are still okay. It's just that it's impossible for you to go through the system in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Yeah, I thought there was a part of this story where you were a member of the military and you're going to be shipped off, and then she's going to have to essentially fend for herself.
Yes, I am in the military. My unit is, I'm in the National Guard, and my unit is supposed to schedule to go to Afghanistan.
Now, that's going to be a real problem, right? So she's going to have to go to the, at the very least, go to the grocery store and stuff, which she's probably already doing.
Well, you could probably get around that. I mean, you're going to get paychecks. You could load up, like, some prepaid credit cards and things like that. She could use that to pay bills with and pay for groceries, that sort of thing. I'm sure there'd be a way to get around that. So your real issue is that it's not really impossible, but it's really expensive to work through and difficult to work through the system.
Well, kind of impossible because she didn't come here legally.
Right. So pretty much it's that's the issue, right?
Impossible in the system.
And we can't get any information even from lawyers. As soon as we say the word deport, they just won't talk to us.
Man, the system is awful, and there are just so many tragic stories like this. I hope that you will keep us in the loop with what happens, what develops in your case. And thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Free's Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Free's Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Free's Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. The wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. You can go there and edit virtually anything you see, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, tell me about how you're losing some weight.
Well, I'm using Lumithin Plus. You can go check it out at lumithinplus.com. This weight loss formula allows you to lose weight without having to go to the gym, when, you know, changing your schedule, without having to go on diets, which have never worked for me. Some people can do it. I can't. And it does it without giving you the jitters that so many of the other weight loss pills give you. Go check it out at LumiThinPlus.com. It is a great item, and it's working for me, and I think it'll work for you.
All right, again, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Back to the phones and the fun. Ty is on the line in Tennessee. Ty, you're on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hey, great show tonight, guys.
Hey, Ty, what's on your mind?
Hey, back to the post office thing. Just wanted to point out that the U.S. Constitution doesn't actually require Congress to maintain a post office. It gives Congress the power to establish a post office. And, of course, Congress is not going to, you know, waste its power. It's going to use its power.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
There's no requirement for it.
Thanks for pointing that out. I'll take your word for it. I don't have the Constitution in front of me. And you know,
For anybody interested, it's Article 1, Section 8 lists all the powers that Congress has. And one of them is just simply to establish post offices and post roads. That's everything about the post office and the Constitution.
So they don't even have to. I mean, to establish a post road doesn't even mean anything either. They could just say, and we deem this a post road, right? I mean,
right.
What does that even mean? It's not defined in any way, shape, or form.
It's very broad and loose.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share?
All right. That's it.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue with Brett in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight? Hey,
what's on your mind tonight, Brett? Brett, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I just kind of had a story I saw a friend gave to me a little bit ago about the wonderful police officers we have around here in Indianapolis. I thought I'd share with you.
Do tell.
Well, I'm sure you guys hear about the one, I think it was about a month or so ago, then in Indianapolis, they beat up a 15-year-old kid.
There have been a few instances of teenagers being beaten recently, so what were the circumstances?
In that story, I think they were arresting his friend or whatever, and I think from what I remember of the story, he just kind of walked over to the policeman or whatever, and it was just kind of, you know, being polite with him, saying, hey, you know, he didn't want him arresting his friend, and they just kind of basically turned on him and just started beating the crap out of him.
Adam is here from copblock.org tonight, and has copblock covered this particular story?
We might have covered this one. I'm not exactly sure. And actually, Brett is also a contributor at copblock.org as well, and at the Examiner. But, there's so many. I remember the one where the ambulance or the dude was an ambulance medic, and he was trying to run his wife or mother to the hospital, and a cop pulled him over and ended up the person, I forget who it was, that was in the car with him, ended up passing away due to this officer trying to stop them from running a red light or something like that. But
gotta write that ticket.
Is this a similar story, Brett?
It happened in Indianapolis. When I was just on Facebook a little bit ago, they told me that they had on their page looked at it. It was basically I guess there was a pregnant woman there in Indianapolis. I guess one of her friends had a seizure out on her front lawn and passed out on her lawn, and she went to right after this happened, one of the police officers in Indianapolis, I'm looking at the story right now kind of just trying to summarize it, right after this happened, she was going to go in the house or something. It doesn't say if she called 911 or not. She was going to go in the house and get medicine for her friend, try and help her, and when the cop came over, you know, she was telling the cop, hey, you know, can you give my friend this medicine? I guess she was afraid to do it or something, thinking that, you know, policeman's supposed to help her, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I guess the policeman said, it says the cop refused to give her friend the medicine, told that lady to go in the house, and it says in the story that lady went to go in the house, and the cop grabbed her by the arm real hard. And then she turned around and told the cop, said, hey, you know, be careful with me, I'm pregnant. And it was at that time the cop maced her and just started punching her and kicking her.
Yeah, it's
I don't think ever talking back to a cop, lady.
Right, respect.
He beat her up so bad, it said it caused her to have a miscarriage.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just reading here, it says he sprayed her and then kicked and beat her until she blacked out.
Is this over at Coplock?
This was just posted on my wall. I was just reading what he had told me, but this was posted today, so it's rather new. So
wait, that wasn't the original. So that was in Indianapolis, and some 15-year-old was beaten also in Indy?
No, the other story I was talking about, I believe, was out in California.
Not what you were talking about, but what Brett was talking about. You'd originally called in about a 15-year-old, right, Brett? Did I miss that? Do we have Brett? Do we lose him? Hello? He's gone. Yeah, he was having some cell phone difficulties. You could tell that earlier.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if...
Hard to keep track of all the people that are getting beaten by the cops. I mean, there's so many stories out there, and...
Unfortunately, that's what sort of has to happen, you know?
Is that it becomes hard to follow it all, you mean?
Well, it has to be that there's so many cases that finally the government has to react. You're dealing with a monopoly. You're not dealing with an organization that's gonna respond to an individual customer or even a handful of customers. You've gotta have so many people that it's just something they can't ignore anymore. The advent of the cheap video camera helps.
Earlier, you were talking about the misconceptions between the post office people who think they're privatized. Police, with Pete and I's recent arrest in Massachusetts, which can be covered at coplock.org/Greenfield, a Greenfield PD officer, that's the handle this person has been, I guess I'm assuming he's a police officer, but that's the handle this man's been commenting under.
Oh, really?
I'm going to actually have a post on it coming up there soon. But he doesn't understand how we view police as a monopoly on protection. And so it's the same thing with the post office people. We're privatized. This is, you know, this is us. We're separate. Police also don't think that they hold a monopoly on force, i.e. protection. And it's another thing that you have to break. But
we're clearly not a monopoly. There's the sheriff's department.
Exactly.
Well, you're forced to fund them both, and so therefore, when you're forced to patronize somebody, it's very it's a monopoly.
And when you'll use force against somebody who would decide to do the same service only better,
they're all just divisions of the same corporation anyway. They're all divisions of the state of fill in the blank. They're just different sub corporations of that one corporation.
It's not entirely true. In some states, towns actually what you call home rule states, towns make up the state as opposed to the state making up the divisions that are made up of divisions of towns.
I see what you're saying.
So there's a slightly
but in
different...
that case, it's still a true statement because then the state police is still a part of that corporation that the towns put together.
I just don't want people out there to be under the impression that all states are set up the same.
Sure, that makes sense.
Sure.
So we continue with your calls and unscreened call on the amp lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, unscreened call. Going once. Going twice.
Fail.
See you later. 800-259-9231. Right now, the top story over at copblock.org is the BART officer shooting. Now, as those of you who've been listening to the show for a little while know, or if you've been paying attention to Bad Cops for a while, you know that it was, like a year ago that the San Francisco Bay Area Transit or something like that, cops, they essentially executed a man in front of a crowd of onlookers, many of whom were armed with video cameras and did capture...
The majority of them.
Right, and the cops went around and they tried to snatch as many cameras from people after they executed this man as they could.
It's evidence.
But luckily they were unable to get their hands on everything, and the video, of course, hit YouTube. And now there is actually a trial that is going on here. Bradley Jardis, a former Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member, a former cop, has predicted that nothing will happen to the officer in this case who pulled the trigger, that there be a little slap on the hand maybe or something like that. What are you seeing happening here, Adam? Because right now, apparently, the jury is deliberating in the case.
Absolutely, yeah. I haven't, with this Liberty on Tour and some other things going on, I actually haven't read the story that Jen, who is one of the contributors over at CopBlock as well as Brett, posted. But I got the same sentiments as Brett, though, from what I heard before. Maybe I don't think nothing will happen because there's a huge outcry here.
Right.
I think there'll be some discipline, but compared to what you or I get, it'd be a slap on the wrist.
For murdering somebody
blanket murder on video.
Cold blooded. Blank execution. In public.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. So we shall see here what will go down. And, of course, you can get details on that at copblock.org. One segment remains. Your calls coming up next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, you buy it through amazon.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you're looking for at great Amazon prices, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You really can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com to your phone calls. Jason in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Adam. I was very happy last night. I attended a seminar called the Pikes Peak Economics Club in Colorado Springs, and the topic was the gentleman that gave the briefing was Dr. Paul Prentice. He is a Mises.org adjunct scholar or something like that. And I was there with about 40 people. He gave a overview of, you know, the moral basis of capitalism. And at the very end of the briefing, I was confused because he did a very good job of explaining why capitalism is good versus progressivism. But he kept throwing on the positive slides for capitalism, quotes by guys like Alexander Hamilton, even Abraham Lincoln. And then he would have contrasting quotes from, you know, Stalin, Mussolini, you know, Karl Marx. And I was totally confused during this time. But at the very end, there was a question and answer period. And I was able to ask them, because I ascertained that he basically wanted a minarchist-sized government. I was able to get up in front of the audience and ask them, is your ultimate goal a voluntary society or just a minarchist society? And I was able to get him to admit that he is toying with the idea of advocating a voluntary society. And I just wanted to tell your audience that there are people, just like I've heard you and Mark and others say, it's a gradual transition from conservatism or even liberalism to libertarian. And then once you adopt the non-initiation of force, when you understand that concept and you take it to its logical conclusion, you eventually pop out the other side as a voluntarist. And I think
there's a lot of evidence for that. Although I shy away from using the term capitalism, I'm in favor of the free marketplace. And people can advocate and say that capitalism is the best economic system, and maybe that's true. But the fact is it has this connotation attached to it of businessmen taking advantage of people, and the robber barons and all of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's got a lot of baggage. So I always feel bad when I hear people trying to defend capitalism. It
right. The
like
last thing I'm going to call myself is an anarcho-capitalist. I think it's a terrible, terrible terminology that takes two really ruined words that have a lot of baggage that basically were created by people that that didn't actually believe those things. They believe the opposite.
Didn't Marx come up with
that's
capitalism?
My understanding that Marx created the term capitalism.
Right, so why you would want to attach that to yourself, I don't know. It would be like accepting it if the government called you a militia member and you weren't, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So I support economic freedom, which means that people can organize themselves in whatever way they think would work best, and then the marketplace will decide what actually does. But what your point of your call, of course, was that this guy who is sounding pretty liberty-oriented, maybe small government, was actually really he understood the ideas of voluntarism and just wasn't sure whether or not, as you said, he was toying with it, whether or not he should really embrace them publicly.
Yes. I got the sense that he wasn't really – I got the sense that it was in his mind. The seed was planted, but just by his presentation – I mean, again, when you see Alexander Hamilton kind of being cited as a almost branded in the free market liberty light. I mean, Sam Adams and Alexander Hamilton were on slides as in – you know, as if they were founding fathers of the same –
yeah,
that's
Hamilton was
freedom.
A central. He was a central banker.
He was a
centralization advocate.
Sure.
Right.
Sorry, Jason, and it's great to talk to you. And I really hope you make it down to Denver when Liberty on Tour is out there. But,
I'll be there.
Great.
I'll be there, my own Marv.
My question with all these politicians, and I missed the beginning. I'm assuming this was a politician you're talking about, but
he's an economist, right?
He's actually a guy that, a side note, he started a school called the Vanguard School, and I'm just learning about it because it's basically a school that actually wants to teach Austrian economics in like a high school setting. And he actually gave a separate – I heard about this guy even before I knew he lived in my area. I saw him on Mises or something. He was giving almost the equivalent of a School Sucks podcast overview of the school system, and I was really happy to see that. So I'm looking into what his school has in store. But go ahead with your point, Adam.
Oh, well, no, this guy's an economist. It's probably irrelevant, but I've heard, I thought we were talking about a politician. I've heard similar ones say, and I always have a hard time buying it because once they get into the poison pool, you know, D.C. and the system, though it's the end goal or what they've said, you know, Adam Kokesh had comments like that on some podcasts like that. It would have been interesting to see how that panned out if it would have actually worked. But more times than not, even Ron Paul, who's as liberty-loving as he can be, doesn't get all the way there due to the institution in which you're working with. So even though that might be their ideal end goal in their mind, it's almost an impossibility within the system.
Yeah, actually, I learned just in the thing he was giving that he was a hardcore leftist FDR family, and he said he was planted with seeds along the way. He worked for Carter, I suppose, as a Democrat on the economic. He doesn't have an economics degree, but I'm sure it's Keynesian economics. And then he kind of made his way to the Austrian viewpoint. So I just wanted to call in and say that I was very pleased out of a crowd of 40 that maybe 15, 10 were of the voluntarist mindset. The other part were the minarchists.
So how did you get that indication that of the crowd that many was that way?
Just casual conversation at the breaks, and also a little bit of beer drinking and talking about voluntarism with two of the people that came along with me to a bar afterwards.
I think that's great. It kind of ties into something that's been going on. There's been a controversy blowing up over in the Free State Project Forum here over the past couple of days where the schism has reared its ugly head again, which really – to me, it doesn't exist, this divide, the supposed divide between people who support the small government mentality and those who support voluntarism, that there's this schism between the activists and that they're somehow not friendly toward one another and not willing to help one another. And I just don't see that in general. But people are trying to make it sound like there's this terrible schism. And somebody posted to the Free State Project Forum saying that they went to Porkfest and they were overwhelmed by the amount of anarchists that were all there together. And that
I was overwhelmed by that. I mean, but in a good sense, it was great. I mean,
this person was the polar opposite. This person saw all that and, you know, maybe the pot smoking or whatever. I don't know. They didn't get specific as to what they didn't like about it, besides the fact that there were a bunch of so-called anarchists together. He said it was the most he'd ever seen in one place. Which
I agree with that, too.
Me too. Yeah.
Which, unlike you, Adam, I feel like, wow, that's a real compliment. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, where's the problem, right?
And so he's saying, well, you know, that makes me rethink this whole moving to New Hampshire thing, and so now there's all this hubbub over, my God, we're missing out on all these people. But on the other hand, Porkfest was the most popular Porkfest of all time, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the summer event that the Free State Project puts on. It was the most popular of all time, 30% more attendance than the year prior. The raving reviews are all over the place. They're on the web. They're on the LRN.FM. All the shows, like almost all of the shows on LRN, the Liberty Radio Network, were talking in advance about Porkfest, and then after the fact talking about Porkfest. So there's incredible buzz around the event. But yet the people that are kind of coming from the Politico small government side are, again, wringing their hands. And what are we going to do about Porkfest?
Yeah. The answer is simple. Don't do anything. It was great. Yeah. It's going great. Let it be.
And as things get more popular, you're going to have people get upset. As anything gets more popular over time, people become polarized about it, because that's just what happens. When you've got an opinion, or you've got an event, or you've got a program, or whatever it is, you're putting it out into the public view, and you're inviting people to get involved in it, inevitably some people that get involved are going to say, that sucked.
Well, yeah, and you can't get a massive group of people together without having some butting heads. I mean,
yeah. So that's just how I feel. It's what can you do about this? Do you tone it down somehow? Do you try to control who comes into the event? I mean, how would they handle that? I guess they could pull out. Yeah. The Free State Project could cancel the event, but then likely the activists would pick
up the
ball.
Their most popular event and their best, single best recruiting tool. It's not an easy dilemma. I mean, you know, the fact is, these ideas, and by ideas I mean the voluntarist ideas, they're getting a much more play from the internet. They're getting more popular. The young people are picking them up. People are communicating far more with the internet than they did in times past. So they're breaking down barriers of the minarchists have versus the voluntarists. I think that this whole voluntary society thing needs to be proven in real life before I'm gonna, you know, jump on board.
Well, you gotta give us a chance, Mark. But
that's the point. The question is, not if you're a minarchist, but if you're willing to let other people try. Because that's really the designation. A minarchist, by definition, I guess, would be somebody who wants to use force to stop people from trying to make a voluntary society.
Time is up. We are out. Visit Adam over at libertyontour.com and copblock.org. And Jason, thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.